9999 or email studio@kfmradio.com. We're now moving over to the Clane Selbridge Leixlip Municipal District, where Labour Councillor Rupert Heather joins me on the line to look at those motions and questions raised at the latest MD meeting. Rupert, good morning. Thanks for taking our call on the show and thanks for holding the line there.
Good morning, Hannah. Thanks very much.
We're looking at those motions and questions raised at that MD meeting, Rupert. Your first one is in relation to the active travel projects in Selbridge, and you're asking the council to provide an update and identify further measures to improve the likes of pedestrian and cycling connectivity.
Yeah, absolutely, Hannah. I mean, we've seen lots of fairly large-scale active travel projects in other municipal districts across the county, and the main piece at the moment for Selbridge is the active travel bridge and boardwalk. The active travel bridge will obviously go over the Liffey beside the existing bridge with a boardwalk structure that will, you know, help pedestrians and cyclists and so on. And that is a detailed design phase. It's been at that phase for some while, and despite the design being nearly finalised, there are some issues around land ownership, which are currently being worked through by Kildare County Council. And in the response, the council stated that, and they also gave some information in relation to new bus stops and things. But, you know, I was looking for a more strategic, update and view of, you know, real improvements for cyclists and pedestrians in Selbridge. We've had the great news that the Hazel Hatch Mobility Corridor, our second bridge, has received funding, and obviously there's a significant, commitment to active travel within that. But, you know, that is several years off delivery, or construction. So it's about just keeping it on the agenda. I mean, we're supposed to be moving to modal shift, where people are encouraged to leave their cars at home. But, you know, the infrastructure needs to be there to encourage that, I guess.
Next on the question to the council, Rupert, is in relation to the waterworks taking place there and the traffic congestion caused by the Crowdon wastewater treatment works. You're asking the council what measures it is taking place to reduce that peak time traffic congestion. We know the traffic congestion in Selbridge has been quite bad because of the waterworks over the past number of weeks and months.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, in Selbridge, we've got wastewater treatment works. We've also got, you know, that's on the Maynooth Road. We've also got water supply works, which we fought long and hard for, which are coming down the Hazel Hatch Road. You know, there are other pieces of, works going on, be they roadworks or whatever. And, you know, the issue is that it's all happening at once. And, you know, as we all know, traffic in Selbridge is pretty bad at the worst of times at peak hours. I mean, this is about, you know, making sure that the council and Uisceartaithe are working proactively to ensure that the disruption is minimised, you know. I want to make sure that even though, you know, we've moved to lane closures on the Maynooth Road until the end of July, so that, you know, the existing diversion on Agards is now over, so the Maynooth Road is open again. But there will be periods of intermittent road closures between now and the end of the year, where issues like the timing of traffic lights and so on is going to be really key to ensuring that the disruption is minimised. So it's a watch this space. We need to keep on making sure that the council and Uisceartaithe are alive to the idea that, you know, they need to constantly be fine-tuning these traffic lights and look at measures which can minimise disruption, as I say.
Of course. Is it to get better, do you think, now with the, I mean, the secondary schools are out, but the primary schools will be finishing up, I think, this week. So is it expected that some of the traffic will ease up a bit?
Yeah, that's right, Hannah. I mean, those are crumbs of comfort to people who are stuck in traffic jams at times. But, you know, it does, as we go into the summer and the primary schools, start the summer holidays, there will be fewer cars on the road. That will all, lead to less congestion, but it's still a major problem. I mean, there's no doubt about it. These works, we weren't in favour of road closures to begin with. As a group of councillors, and particularly myself, you know, questioned the rationale for this project. Could it have gone elsewhere? Could it have been, you know, routed away from the road? But that wasn't to be. We had no statutory powers to actually prevent it. So, you know, it's about staying on top of it at this stage. And even though traffic will die down in the summer, there will still be people who are struggling to get out of their estates, to get into their estates, to get to work on time, and so on. And there will be periods where diversions come into play. But I just want to, you know, assure the community that I'm working to ensure that, you know, those delays are kept to a minimum, I suppose.
Of course. Finally, Rupert, your a question to the council is in relation to the route to Henry Bridge there in Ardclough, and I suppose in particular whether the council advises whether it will engage with the NTA to assess the feasibility of introducing a weight restriction together with appropriate signage there on the way to Henry Bridge in Ardclough. You're saying because of the amount of damage caused by HGVs using that bridge. What was the council's response to that?
Well, it was mixed, I would say, Hannah. I mean, anyone who knows Ardclough will know that HGVs and Arctics getting stuck on the bridge is a daily, you know, weekly occurrence. It happens all the time. You know, the weight restrictions are a little bit tricky because, you know, I don't think, you know, nationally, if you want to put it that way, or across the county, the council wants to be too prescriptive in banning certain forms of traffic from the road and so on. You know, that there is a difficulty in that, but you know, it's not just simply about weight restrictions. It's about ensuring that the vehicles and heavy goods, you know, Arctics don't get down as far as the bridge. And they're being routed through Ardclough by Google, and you know, it happens all the time. I mean, I went to have a look at the bridge, and you can actually, when I saw it, you could actually see through the bridge. There are four or five, you know, pretty bad examples of you know, Arctics crashing into the structure and breaking it and so on. And you know, the local community wants to protect the bridge, but there's also safety to be, you know, contended with as well. So I think the immediate measures that the council said they could employ would be looking at things like signage, which would help to stop the vehicles going down, and traffic calming measures. I think, you know, in terms of the weight restriction, I mean, the bridge can hold the weight of vehicles, but it's the vehicles getting down as far. If you impose a weight restriction, that might prevent as much traffic, certainly HGVs and Arctics, going down there. But it needs to be done because, you know, I went down to meet a member of the community there to survey the damage, which is being repaired by Waterways Ireland, Abu Dhabi, who on the bridge. And the very sort of a few hours after I was down there, an Arctic got stuck on the bridge and had to reverse off and smashed into a wall behind. So the sort of size and scale of these vehicles and the current situation is not, you know, it's not something that's sustainable. You know, I know we throw the word sustainable around a lot, but this is definitely a case where allowing large vehicles over is not sustainable. And the people in Ardclough need a commitment to see something happen. And I'm certainly working on that, and I know other councillors are too.
All right, that is Labour councillor on the Selbridge Leixlip Municipal District, Rupert Heather, on the motions and